It's 7:17. It's the morning show. I'm Johnny Reinhardt, and WSJM Weather You Can Depend On is coming up in just a little bit. It's sponsored by True Blue Financial, independent, uncomplicated, objective, True Blue Financial. But I do want to take a moment to talk to my good friend, Sarah Spoonholtz, at the Southwest Michigan Regional Chamber. She is the Director of Membership and Events. And Sarah, you have been very, very busy. I know a lot of things going on. Obviously, for this past year, you have been helping many, many businesses in more ways than you're usually used to, navigating now through this pandemic. And now June 1st marks another change in the workplace, according to MDHHS. So let's talk a little bit about that. Plus, we got some ribbon cutting going on as well to look forward to. So what's new? What can we expect? And what are you guys helping us with this time?
Yeah, so last week, the governor and the MDHHS, they put out a new order that goes into effect today. So being June 1st, which, by the way, how is it already June 1st? This point in time last year, we were still in March, pausing for 2 weeks. And now it's like, oh, we're already into June. Where has this year gone? But I digress. So this new order is actually, it's pretty exciting because we are moving back towards that strange word that so many of us have been looking forward to, which is normal. Right. With this new order, we have seen capacity limits change. So for most businesses, you're looking at 50% capacity based off of what the fire marshal has indicated for your location. Mm-hmm. If you don't have a current fire marshal capacity limit on your business, then they've given some additional guidelines. It's 30 people for every 1,000 square feet. Or if you're under 1,000 square feet for your business location, you can have a max of 25 people inside. So this is actually great news for places like wedding venues, for funeral homes, and for gyms that hadn't even hit 50% capacity yet. So everyone is kind of on the exact same playing field now at this point. The other side of things is as we move into festival and fair season, which, you and I are both incredibly familiar with.
Huge fans.
Outdoor capacity limits have been completely done with. They no longer exist, which is really great for things like the Creswell Art Fair on the Bluff that's coming up next month. Also, in terms of the Berrien County Youth Fair coming up in August, and a few other events that'll be happening throughout the summer, too. So, it's for organizers, it's probably a nice big stressor because they're like, come on. But it's also a reliever, too, because then they don't necessarily have to monitor capacity as thoroughly as they thought they were going to have to. So that's something else that's really exciting in terms of things that are coming ahead. Now, this current order runs through July 1st, and then after that, it sounds like unless something major happens, we will go back to, fairly normal times. There is still the mask mandate in terms of people who are unvaccinated. You are still asked to wear a mask when you go into a business, still required to do so. Just something to note, too, businesses, even if you are fully vaccinated, businesses still have the right to ask you to wear a mask. They can still do that. They can ask you to put something over your face unless you have an exemption. I mean, there's still some guidelines there, too. Also, MyOSHA has released a new set of guidelines, too, for businesses. So they're still wanting you through at least October 14th, which is when the current MyOSHA order ends, to do your daily checks with staff. If you have staff that are unvaccinated, they're still asking that you have them wear a mask if they're within 6 feet of each other. So a lot of that is pretty standard from what's been happening for the last year. MyOSHA is also talking to people about making sure that you have an updated COVID preparedness and response plan with the new OSHA guidelines in place on it, too. So just something else to take into consideration if you are a business owner to make sure that you have that ready to go in case somebody does stop in. They have been doing stops across the state, so just something to keep in mind.
Absolutely. And Sarah, if people have questions, many business owners probably have been coming to you this past year to ask some of those questions and say, okay, do I qualify for this? This is my square footage. I don't know what's going on. You help navigate them through the process, right? And if they have questions, they can just get a hold of you guys.
Yep, members and non-members alike. If you have a question about the current order, about what your capacity limitations are, if you don't have a fire marshal code or fire marshal capacity, feel free to contact us. We're happy to help as best as we possibly can. You can also find additional information through our website, smrchamber.com, and find all of our contact information on there too.
And if I need help convincing the boss about my changing the dress code so I can still wear those sweatpants and dress shirt, is that something I could ask you guys to help me with?
I mean, we will for you, Johnny. We will happily try, but okay. I'm thinking. I know the boss, and I know the bosses over there.
Yeah,
I don't know if that's going to be a successful request.
Probably not. But real quick, Sarah. Another thing I do want to take note in is that you have been having a lot of ribbon cutting ceremonies, mm-hmm. which has been great for area businesses. It's good to have new things opening up, and there's one that we need to look forward to and put on our calendar here pretty soon, right?
Yeah, so as you mentioned, we've had a ton of ribbon cuttings and even some groundbreaking, so those are incredibly exciting. Next Thursday, June 10th, we are going to be with Elite Home Staging and Design by Cynthia. So obviously, staging home and office has been huge this last year with the real estate market just booming. She's actually moved into her very first warehouse and office space that's outside of her home. So we're going to be celebrating that. It's the old Earhart Furniture location on M139, U.S. Highway 31 in Berrien Springs. So we're definitely going to be excited about that. It's now also Exquisite Homes. So we will be there next Thursday at 4:00 celebrating with the Giant Scissors.
Wonderful. I love the Giant Scissors. Very sharp. I do
very
know
sharp.
Very sharp.
They have drawn blood. Yes.
I think the last time I was at a ribbon cutting, I picked up the scissors and you guys told me, no, that's not something I can do.
Yeah.
So I'm not the official scissor holder. That is not me. But Sarah, if we want to know more about any of the ribbon cuttings or any of the other information, especially those MDHSS orders and anything that you guys can help us navigate with, where's the best place to find that information?
Yep, it's all available at our website, smrchamber.com.
Wonderful. Well, Sarah Spoonholtz, Director of Membership and Events over at the Southwest Michigan Regional Chamber. Thanks for being my first guest this morning.
Yay! And welcome, Johnny. It's so nice to have you back on mornings here in Michigan's Great Southwest.
Absolutely. Well, it's good to hear from you, and we'll talk to you here in a couple weeks.
Sounds great.